Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. It has been 20 years since Jacob fled his family and the land of his father. At that time, he was in fear for his life and fled. I also look to wrap up this series with my last story, as we find Jacob taking precautions to ensure the survival of his family. Jacob was greatly distressed as he approached the land of his father and grandfather. He divided his caravan into two parts so that when he met his brother Esau, he could guarantee that one of these groups would survive if Esau attacked him. Remember, 20 years ago, Jacob fled his home because of death threats from Esau. As Jacob rode, he talked to God. O God of my grandfather Abraham, and of my father Isaac, O Lord, you said to me, return to your country and to your relatives, and I will prosper you. I am unworthy of all this loving kindness and all the faithfulness which you've shown me. I pray that you will deliver me from the hand of my brother Esau. You told me that you will prosper me and make my descendants like the sand of the sea, which is too great to be numbered. That night, Jacob found himself alone and wrestled with a man that came at him in the middle of the night. The two men wrestled until dawn was approaching, with neither of them gaining an advantage. The man touched the socket of Jacob's thigh, and his hip socket was dislocated. The man said, Jacob will no longer be your name, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed. Now the sun rose upon him, and he limped back to the caravan. Therefore, to this day, the sons of Israel do not eat that part of the hip, which is in the socket of the thigh, because God touched the socket of Jacob's thigh and dislocated his hip. As we've seen in previous story, God has changed the name of Jacob to Israel. One and the same. Israel is also the name of a nation and a people God has made promises to protect, bless, and have them live in the promised land where Jacob has now just arrived. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.